I wish I could just go home, but I'm not home. I'm not ready to go home yet. Oh, but London, this city takes so much more than it gives. With going home is complicated. I don't know how to be around my family anymore. If I try to talk about what happened, well, then it's me making a problem. I suppose I can go home when my grandparents are dead. Maybe that's a bit harsh thing to say, but that's when I will feel that it's all over, that I'm finally free. My house I have there, I bought it before the crash. I'll be paying that mortgage until I'm 65. But back then, I was able to get a mortgage, to buy a house without any deposit or savings. That house, it was the first time I've ever had a place to myself where I didn't have to do anything for anyone else. I laughed a lot, and I think that is the energy of the house. I want to be able to share that with others. In the past 10 years, if I count it, I've had more than 40 jobs. All of them casual, and a lot of those I got fired from being unreliable. It's not so easy to be reliable for these jobs when you don't know from one day to the next if there will be work or where it will be. Regular work. I tell you one thing. With my clients, they are not always nice. Often, they can be disgusting or difficult. But I can deal with that. They don't yell at me. In my straight jobs, those situations where I was the free worker, I never had a situation where they didn't yell at me. This was the price of having a job, that they are actually allowed to yell at me, to bully me and tell me what to do. I'm supposed to act as if I am grateful for the job and the opportunity for them to treat me like shit. Really, the only thing I like about sex work is being able to organize my time, that I don't have to go and spend 8 hours a day, 5 days a week in some job. At least with sex work, I can decide to go somewhere else, or decide not to go, as long as I have the money for the rent there is. Housing. It's so expensive. Just to have a roof to live under. How can it fucking cost that much? Most of my life, that is, once I left my family home, I lived collectively with others. Apart from the money, I believe in the politics of that. Except, it's not always like that. That is the work of it. Because in living together, there is always the division of chores, of cooking, cleaning, organizing the buying food, of peacekeeping, of cleaning up other people's messes. And if you are for some reason not able to do that work, then you are seen as somehow less part of the group, less contributing to the house. Living alone, sometimes people just need to be alone, to have a space for themselves. Sometimes it is necessary to find your own space, just to be able to think and figure things out. Feeling ready to go into past trauma, to fall apart. Sometimes it takes years to fall apart and to be ready. And then there is the question of how to function, how to survive when that is happening. I realized I was telling the same fragments of stories over and over again to friends, and I was aware that there were gaps, things I was not telling or where I didn't even know what happened. I wanted to know my own story and to try to make sense of that. Except to have this space, to live alone, I have to work so much and have clients in my house all the time. They are always asking questions, so many questions. They want to know about you, that you should tell them all of your secrets so they can know you. They ask if you are ill, are you on drugs, what happened in your past that brought you to this job. They want their own perfect picture of the manic pixie dream girl. If I were really sick, they would notice it. That's the thing with sex work. It's isolating. If you are not part of that visible sex workers community, then how do you find other sex workers? Activism is in the sex worker scene. Oh my God. I'm afraid I can't even go into spaces anymore because there is always so much policing of what other people say. I have enough anxiety as it is without wondering if I accidentally do or say the wrong thing. I wonder about that. How is that in these open political spaces, which are supposed to be inclusive, that so many times it is someone with a university degree telling others how to speak? Or always those with English as a first language picking over every single word that is said.
Where is the space to make mistakes and learn? Where is the room to actually find out what we need to know? I'm sick of it. I tried to offer myself to go past isolation, to be there to support. I got approached by a couple of women back home who want to start some sort of sex worker project, because right now there isn't anything. It's been such a long time since I had sex in my own language. To fuck in the language that is my mother language, to hear the words of what we will do to each other, or to say the names of parts of the body. I almost forget how it feels. It's been years. Now in my life, on all levels, I can't deal with people's stupid questions and bigotry anymore. I got too tired for that. I won't tolerate that anymore. Freedom. What is that? I've never been free. What does it even look like? I have always had to make money, to do what I'm told, to find ways to have basic things. That is not freedom. Everyone has the right to housing, to have food, shelter, healthcare, because that is what it takes to live. And everybody has the right to live.